Yeah, look, we gave them boys off, fortnight off, basically, after the league, and we came back on the 2nd of April, I think it was the first time that everybody in the room who were involved with the squad. So that nearly tells its own story to an extent. But we were presented that night to how we were going to shape about putting things right and what the plan was for the next 7 weeks and all the things we needed to address, sort of, and how we were going to apply ourselves, what the mentality needed to be, how we were going to, you know, go about it. And the boys responded immediately, and we had an excellent session that night. So and that has continued right through, and we've juggled with the club matches, kept the boys fresh. Over the last number of weeks, you're sort of feeling that maybe you've got a wee bit more work done in that regard, it's okay doing it out there, but we've got a show of performance in Celtic Park, you know. Given the bit of seriously busy club month in April, we're relatively pleased at this stage with the injury count. It's 7 games in 5 weeks, but I mean the guys are all match ready, match fit. I suppose it pays testament to the condition that we did pre-Christmas, which we focused 100% on the conditioning pre-Christmas, because we felt we weren't going to get the opportunity later in the year, and that actually proved to be more accurate than even I thought it was going to be. And even at the time, I sort of felt then when the McKenna Cup started that, oh dear, have we overcooked the strength conditioning? But at this point, I'm now absolutely delighted, because that was the only opportunity to get the team into the physical condition they needed to be, and the boys look in good shape in the middle.
Were you surprised at how open the game was in Ballybuffet on Sunday against Donegal and Cavan?
Yeah, well, it probably, you know, Donegal have been hitting scores like 219 and 220 throughout the league, and obviously you would have expected probably a wee bit more defensive in the side, but we talk about defensive again. The game's more defensive now than ever it is, but yet the scores are coming more free flowing. So it's a bit of a conundrum, you know. It is surely, like, you know, teams are attacking now. Some of the football they're playing, the skill level, cornerbacks coming up and kicking points with both feet and all that. You know, they talked about Tyrone, I think it was 2008. They talked about total football. But, you know, because all their players were coming and playing ball, and it's a similar thing now in all the teams. You know, even. We played in Division 3 and it was the same, you know.
Did you see anything in Ballybuffet that put the fear of God in you, or send you down the road licking your lips?
No, neither. We sort of keep a fairly balanced view of it, because every game's different. You know, it's Donegal are obviously have a fresh influx of players in their team, and Cavan are a young, fresh side as well. So, look, it's irrelevant, because that's a different game the next day. We've seen what Donegal are capable of doing. We know where we are in the whole scheme of things in terms of performance. We'll not know for absolute certain until we get out onto the pitch. We'll put our best laid plans down and try and compete and really go for the win, absolutely. But Ballybuffet and the whole thing will not have any bearing, because Donegal will have loads they'll want to have learned from. And that's pretty much it. You know, I just don't see the two things relevant.
This one is really set up well for you, isn't it? Donegal coming in on the back of a big win. Everybody expecting the win. You have them at home. Nothing expected of you. And yet you have players that have beaten Donegal at all levels.
I suppose that's right. But that's how the Donegal men would like to spin it, Tom. But it's
no, it's not a spin. No, you know that yourself. That's the way it'll be.
Look, we are underdogs. No question about it. And nobody will be giving us a shout at all, you know. We have obviously had a disappointing winter. We've got everybody back. We've got organised. We've got young, ambitious players. We've got experienced, ambitious players as well. And we'll be looking to go out and deliver in Celtic Park. And God knows where that'll take us. You know, we'll be good enough to play against to defeat a side that's as experienced as Donegal. Who knows? But look, we're looking to put a performance together, and that's it.